This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ravens have day two of rookie minicamp going on at the Castle. No media availability today, but I've seen them post some videos and pictures. But yesterday was media availability for rookie minicamp. Our own Beltway Ben Hall was there. And Beltway Ben, what were your main takeaways from yesterday?
Yeah, there's not a ton to take away from just kind of stuff they were doing, but I thought Malachi Starks, as expected, you know, he's talking a lot. He looked very comfortable out there, and it looks like he was the leader that they said he was, starting as a true freshman in college and one of the best defenses in the country. You could tell Emory Jones, it was news that he was out. Him. I mean, the offensive line came out and everybody's kind of asking, where's Jones at? And he came out a little later, had his jersey on, but wasn't doing anything. Then Harbaugh talking about it was like pretty clear that it's going to be a while. Because then they doubled down and said, do you think he'll be out here for OTAs? And then Harbaugh was like, yeah, we're not going to rush it back.
He said training camp, but
yeah,
we'll see.
He said we're not going to rush it back, so hopefully training camp. But and then Peebles, we're talking about Peebles a little bit, looks definitely a little undersized. Compared to the other defensive linemen that were there. He was aggressive, very antsy when they were going through drills and stuff, looked very excited to be out there, but he definitely looked undersized.
Yeah, he looked undersized to me for a linebacker, let alone a D tackle. Like, that is an interesting body
tall,
type.
Right?
That is an interesting body type. But I'm sure they have a plan for him. But for that to be the one, and I'm using air quotes, D tackle they took in this whole potentially generational D tackle draft, that does interest me.
They do zig when others zag. Remember that generational wide receiver draft a couple years back? They didn't take a wide receiver in that draft, I don't think, until late.
Yeah.
They're a zagger team. They don't zig. They zag.
No, they're zaggers.
They are definitely zaggers. Obviously, in Beltway, Ben, you're not going to see a whole lot at a rookie minicamp. What'd you think of the looper?
He definitely have a strong leg. He wasn't kicking from deep, but everything he hit was to the back of the net. Harbaugh was pretty confident he didn't miss one. And they had two kickers out there. It could have been the other guy. And they were on the far field. It was like a college extra point that was missed. Again, Harbaugh was pretty positive that Looper didn't miss any. And
Looper.
But he's officially I talked to Vinny. I was pretty confident he missed one. But again, it's hard to tell.
Well, Ken, you were bringing up that on one of his scouting reports, he gets a little amped up
he's
at
been
the
no,
holder.
Yes,
did
I'm
that
ready.
Happen, Ben?
Saving that one for Stout,
saving
I think.
That for, Stout.
For the real thing. Let Jordan Stout hear some of his ire. Yeah, I guess Tyler Loop, one of the things, and I think it was the NFL.com profile, but maybe one of the other ones that said one of the negatives, he will get after his holder.
Is that a negative? I don't know. If it's warranted, it's warranted.
Yeah, but they
mess with the Looper.
The Looper can't be perfect. The Looper just got here. We can't be looking for perfection out of the Looper. Well, do we have Harbs talking about the Looper and his kicking situation?
Let's see. John Harbaugh on. Let's see. Where's the Looper?
I did find his NFL.com makes it known when he's disappointed with the holder.
Got to hold him accountable.
That is an interesting clip there.
There it was. NFL.com. Yeah. Beltway Ben, let me know when you have him on the Looper. But give me a thumbs up. But yeah, he did seem very confident.
Well, he brought up referenced Justin Tucker's salary.
Yes.
Right? And then he referenced the overall production at the kicking position.
Football decision.
It sounded to me like they were starting to lay the foundation for the how and the why Justin Tucker will be terminated for calls, just not, or I shouldn't say for calls.
Well, let's hear
terminated, but just not the when.
Here's Harbaugh on Justin Tucker.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Justin's been in the building the last couple of weeks, kicking and everything, and we've had a chance to talk a little bit. Been working hard. From a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, it's, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information, and that, as it should be, you know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines, so we can't make any decisions based on that. Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration. Whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks will be based on football.
So I'll repeat again. I'm shocked he's still here.
It's bizarre.
But he's gone before training camp.
Certainly seems like they've been lawyered up and they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's and getting you in line for, and more to the point, Tucker in line for a decision that, again, we're stunned they didn't make sooner. I find, again, some of what he brought up to there to be incredibly interesting. And as I brought up last week, I don't think you do the looper any solids. If you really do believe in the looper, having him in the building with this guy to me is a recipe for disaster.
Yes.
Letting Tucker mess with him.
Correct.
Letting Tucker strut his stuff. Letting Tucker show how tight he already is with the snapper and the holder and everybody. If you drafted this kid and now he's bringing up high sixth round pick, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
He's trying to further justify sixth. Like, oh, you know, you take a guy in the high sixth round. That's
man.
Not just taking him. It wasn't a sixth round comp pick.
Yeah.
It was a high sixth round.
Well, let's be clear.
Pick.
The top of the sixth round is kind of like the first round for kickers. The middle of the sixth round.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
the, and there's like 900 picks in the sixth round because all the comps.
Correct. Yeah. There's levels.
But I think they have to understand that, and in their own way, wink back and acknowledge the dynamic I was bringing up last week, which is it's not like you're walking into this guy's shadow and they released him 3 months ago and everybody's had time to digest it. He's literally in there strutting his stuff.
Well, you heard Harb say few weeks, and he's not one to throw out timelines, but a few weeks is OTAs because their first set of OTAs, I want to say May 26, somewhere around that. Is Justin Tucker here for that?
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Up until those comments from Harbaugh, I felt like they were going to really play this out competitively. The way he spoke there sounded like Sasha and the lawyers got to him. And like, when they ask you about this, we need to start being on the record now with not just we're hiding behind the investigation, but we don't know when that investigation is going to wrap up. And in the meantime, here's some football things we need to work through because we don't have infinite cap space and we're not going to carry more than one kicker. And we did take this kid kind of high for a kicker.
Yeah, high sixth round.
Yeah, maybe, and Harbs has been here for a while, and maybe he has brought it up in the past, but bringing up salary cap this deep into the offseason about a player still on your roster is very interesting.
And are you willing to live with it until post June 1? You know what I mean? And
then you've waited this long.
Right?
Jeez.
Do you just wait till after that for...
You don't really... Well, the Jets...
Because you get the designation.
Yeah, the Jets have shown you. You can designate him. Yeah. Like,
right, but I'm saying they didn't... Like, didn't they use that on... Did they use that on Marcus?
Well,
did they use that on somebody?
You get two. They did use it on Marcus.
Right.
But
they could have used another one?
You get two.
Oh, they might, maybe they still do.
Yeah.
Maybe they do that in 2 weeks or...
I
would not have these two in the building competing head-to-head in person, sitting in the same meeting rooms. Like, I would think... That's a good way to undermine the kid you think is your future at this position.
It does you no favors letting Justin Tucker hang out with this kid because Justin Tucker's going to try to win the job. He's going to treat this kid like garbage.
He's in the business of Justin Tucker.
Yes.
Period.
He's going to treat this kid like garbage.
That's it.
Coming up next, the moment you've been waiting for. Mike Green, Ravens second round pick. Remember, usually the draft picks speak to the media via Zoom right after they get drafted. Mike Green did not speak on Friday. He did not speak then, and we will hear from him next here on The Fan.